Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is Amazing Grace Ministries.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me and renew in me the right spirit, please. Till that secret, sacred place in you, make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you see me through.
Destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Missionary Terry Rogers, and I'm filling in for Dr. Maria Carey, President and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries. The announcements: look for Amazing Grace School of Ministry to start classes in February. Information will be coming soon. Dr. Maria Carey will be speaking at Redeeming Grace Church of God in Christ on March 17th, 2019 at 4 p.m., so save that date. For more information, please contact Dr. Maria Carey at 309-750-7584 concerning any of the announcements you have heard on today. The topic for this series is Finding Jesus, Setting the Pace for Victory in 2019. Setting the pace for victory in 2019, the scriptures are Philippians 3, 13 through 15, Romans 8, 37 through 39, Mark 9, 23. Philippians 3, 13, 15, reading from the King James Version. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Romans 8, 37 through 39. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Mark 9:23, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Now, setting the pace for victory in 2019, we can also say positioning the tempo to overcome this year, because we are overcomers and victorious. When you say victory, victory is the overcoming of an enemy or an antagonist. Also, achievement of mastery or success in a struggle or endeavor against odds or difficulty. Now, this is one of Paul's shortest letters and one of the smallest books in the New Testament. But there are such powerful teachings in this little dynamo. What was Paul's purpose in writing the book of Philippians? He wanted to thank this church for their gift of love. How amazing that he wanted to thank them while he was sitting in a dirty, dark, rat-infested Roman prison. Many of Paul's letters, including this one, are called prison epistles, prison letters, or letters from prison. Paul encouraged the Philippians to pray whenever they became anxious. So prayer is said to be a powerful enabler to live the Christian life. With petitions to God in thanksgiving and in trust of God's ability to answer our prayers, a believer can have peace and assurance. The peace that God gives Christians goes well beyond human understanding. This peace actually guards and protects a believer's heart and mind. Paul wanted the Philippians to understand that their strength was in Jesus Christ and was not going to be found in themselves. Setting the pace for victory. Striving for the victory is a concept because you must strive for it. It's often said the devil is busy. We have to stop giving Satan so much. He may be busy because he knows his job and he's doing it. But we know that in the end, victory is ours. Therefore, we must name it, claim it, then walk in it. You must want it. It's yours for the asking. I am victorious. I'm coming out of my situation. Why do you want it? Simple. To go to a higher place. To go beyond your limits. You want to be able to do the will of God. I am who God said that I am. 1 Corinthians 9:24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. Don't stop. Stay the course. Galatians 2:2. And I went up by revelation and communicated unto them that gospel which I preached among the Gentiles. But privately, them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. However, there are some hindrances you must avoid. Distractions will cause you to faint, be depressed, give feelings of despair, and create a setback. Going past the limits means I can't stop, and even in my pain, I got to keep my pace with Jesus in my focus. Not understanding that you are a runner in a marathon. Wait and sin will stop you. Galatians 5:7. He did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? John 14:6, Jesus tells us that he is the truth, and we must obey him because he knows how to get us to that expected end in victory. Philippians 2:16, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Remember, only what we do for Christ will last. 1 Corinthians 3:12-13, and I'm going to be reading from the English Standard Version. Anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become manifest. For the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. God often uses our circumstances, the problems we face, the failures, disappointments, people in our lives, and there are so many other distractions. Even right now, the economy, the government shutdown, so many losses because of it. Now, all of these are used as fuel for the refining fire, but God's flame never burns out of control. God is still in control. Don't lose hope. Don't lose sight on the prize. So we must lay aside the weight to get to victory. Therefore, we're dressing for the outcome. Will you trust God in 2019? Hebrews 12:1-2 says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God, pressing towards the goal to victory, even through suffering. Let's take another look at Philippians 3:13-15, and this is the easy-to-read version. Brothers and sisters, I know that I still have a long way to go, but there is one thing I do. I forget what is in the past and try as hard as I can to reach the goal before me. I keep running hard towards the finish line to get the prize that is mine, because God has called me through Christ Jesus to live up there in heaven. All of us who have grown to be spiritually mature should think this way too. And if there is any of this that you don't agree with, God will make it clear to you. This is the mindset of a person who has decided that I am pressing into victory. We must allow God to change our thought process. The mind holds the tremendous ability to set in motion how far we will go in life. It determines our ability to be successful. So as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. We have to know that we are victorious through Christ. Did you know that once you have an image in your mind of something you want to do or become, nothing can stop that image from coming to pass? It becomes a perception, to the point of seeing that thing in our mind taking formulation, and we then produce or give birth to what our minds have acknowledged in our head. Romans 8:37-39. This is the easy-to-read version. But in all these troubles, we have complete victory through God, who has shown his love for us. Yes, I am sure that nothing can separate us from God's love, not death, life, angels, or ruling spirits. I am sure that nothing now, nothing in the future, no powers, nothing above us, or nothing below us, nothing in the whole created world will ever be able to separate us from the love God has shown us in Christ Jesus our Lord. The New King James Version says, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. To define conquer, it means to defeat or subdue by force, to gain or secure control, to be victorious, to win. When you look at conqueror, it means someone who conquers, to overcome, to defeat. So more than conquerors means greater, something that exceeds or surpasses expectations. And if we're going to be victorious, we can't forget God because he is our everything. Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In conclusion, Mark 9:23, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. We must believe that we have the victory. Tell yourself, self, victory is mine on today in Christ Jesus. Therefore, we press towards the mark of the high calling. As a runner who runs a race, never takes the short end, but moves forward as fast as he or she can. So those of us who have heaven in our view, we must press towards holy desires and hopes and with constant endeavor and preparation to reach that goal. The fitter we grow for heaven, the faster we must press towards it. Heaven is the mark. We are looking to live eternally with Christ. So as that archer who has their eyes fixed upon the mark he designed to hit, so we are fixed on our mark. The prize we fight for and run for and wrestle for, what we aim at in all we do, and what will reward all our pain, the victory. So the course is to keep our eyes upon heaven and set the pace for victory. We are more than conquerors. We can set pace for victory as we make Jesus first in our lives. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is the Holy Spirit. And because of the Holy Spirit, favor walks with me. It goes before me. God's grace and mercy overtakes me. I'm a traveler just passing through. I'm on my way to heaven. I have angels watching over me. They protect me. I'm blessed going out and coming in. I'm the lender and not the borrower. The sky is the limit to where I can go because I can do all things through Christ who gives me the victory. Victoria Scriptures, Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Jeremiah 32:27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Psalms 46:1-2. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Psalm 55:22. Cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. John 15:7. If ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Now, he's not talking about going to church or being part of a church. He's talking relationship, intimacy, abiding in him. Luke 10:39. So she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. We have to hear the word. We have to get the word. We have to know the word to be victorious. Philippians 3:13-15, and this is from the Message version. I'm not saying that I have this all together, that I have it made, but I am well on my way, reaching out for Christ, who has so wondrously reached out for me. Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself in all of this, but I've got my eye on the goal, where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus. I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back. So let's keep focused on that goal. Those of us who want everything God has for us, if any of you have something else in mind, something less than total commitment, God will clearly clear your blurred vision. You'll see it yet. Now that we're on the right track, let's stay on it. Philippians 3:13-15. This is the New Life version. No, Christian brothers, I do not have that life yet, but I do one thing. I forget everything that is behind me and look forward to that which is ahead of me. My eyes are on the crown. I want to win the race and get the crown of God called from heaven through Christ Jesus. All of us who are full-grown Christians should think this way. If you do not think this way, God will show it to you. Philippians 3:13-15, the Amplified Bible states, I do not consider, brethren, that I have captured and made it my own. Yet, but one thing I do, it is my one aspiration, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. I press towards the goal to win the heavenly prize to which God in Christ Jesus is calling us up. Those of us who are spiritually mature have this in mind and hold these convictions. And if in any respect you have a different attitude of mind, God will make that clear to you also. Focus on the goal. Stay the course. Remember, set the pace. Let us pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name, I humbly come before your throne of grace. First and foremost, God, I ask you to forgive us of our sins. Lord God, the sins that we knowingly and unknowingly committed. I thank you for who you are, because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords, Prince of Peace, and you are the everlasting Father. Lord, you are the true and living God, and there is none like you. Lord, you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the ending. Lord, I'm lifting Dr. Carey and the listeners that are on live up before you on today. Lord, look on our pastors and their families, the bishop, and all the people of God. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity that you have allowed Dr. Carey to share with me. I thank you for those that were not able to tune in. Let them tune in on next week. Thank you, Lord, for this series, Finding Jesus. Because in Matthew 7:7, Lord, you said, seek and ye shall find. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you be with us while we are setting the pace for victory in 2019. Lord, we cannot do it without your help. I thank you for what you have done, what you are doing, and what you are going to do. Again, Father, look on Dr. Carey and be with her on today. Be with us in everything that we say and do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I just would like to thank you all for tuning in to the Amazing Grace Ministry Radio Blog Talk with Dr. Maria Carey. And standing in for her on today is yours truly, Missionary Terry Rogers. If you have any questions, remarks, or comments, you can call or text Dr. Carey at 309-750-7584. Again, that's 309-750-7584. Tune in on next week, and Dr. Carey will be live at the same time. Enjoy the remainder of your day and be blessed.